With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For Israel and Hamas, the road to a Gaza ceasefire has a lot of twists and turns. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu now says his cabinet will not consider the ceasefire hostage release agreement until Hamas stops trying to win more concessions and honors all parts of the deal. Trump Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi goes back before the Senate Judiciary Committee today on this day two of her confirmation hearing.
I will fight every day to restore confidence and integrity to the Department of Justice and each of its components. The partisanship, the weaponization will be gone. America will have one tier of justice for all.
Among the nominees yet to appear for their hearings, RFK Jr. for HHS Secretary, National Intelligence Director nominee Tulsi Gabbard, and Kash Patel for FBI Director. President Biden delivered several warnings during his farewell address to the nation.
The president mostly used his Oval Office speech to warn Americans about the accumulation of power and wealth among a small few.
An oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence.
He sounded the alarm about misinformation.
Social media is giving up on fact-checking. The truth is smothered by lies.
Mr. Biden also called for a constitutional amendment to end immunity for sitting presidents.
No president is immune from crimes that he or she commits while in office.
He urged the American people to be keepers of the flame and uphold democracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Rudy Giuliani is in court today, first witness at a trial over whether he can keep his Florida condo and several World Series rings or must turn them over to satisfy a $148 million judgment awarded to two Georgia election workers. Stocks in the red this morning on Wall Street. This is SRN News. Most parents want transgenderism out of their kids' school.
A new poll conducted by CRC Research finds that more than 75% of moms and dads do not want the schools promoting the transgender lifestyle in class. Since the country is about evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, that means a significant number of Democratic parents are not on board with the transgender agenda, which may, in part, explain what happened on Election Day. Several other polls have yielded similar results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Virginia will take up numerous bills during this year's short legislative session, and one of them will concern abortion. A constitutional amendment that would enshrine abortion is a number one priority for Democrats, who hold a slim one-seat majority in both chambers. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's veto pen looms large, though. In the 2024 session, he killed a record number of bills that had passed the General Assembly. This is SRN News. The Arkansas governor has an issue with higher learning.
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says college professors should be fired if they're indoctrinating students. She made the proposal during her State of the State address before a joint meeting of the House and Senate. Sanders did not elaborate on how the state would enforce such a restriction or what would be considered indoctrination. She mentioned it as a part of an effort to improve higher education in the state. Her comments echoed rhetoric by her former boss, President-elect Donald Trump, and other Republicans. Sanders served as White House press secretary for part of Trump's first term. John Scott reporting.
The fierce winds have subsided somewhat, allowing firefighters to make some progress toward containing two massive Los Angeles wildfires. However, very dry conditions persist and the winds are not totally gone. The huge Palisades fire now just over 20% contained, while containment of the Eaton fire approaches 50%. More details at SRNNews.com.